Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The final chapter, An End-of-Life Organizational Planning Tool by Suzanne Hooker, is a practical non-fiction planning guide designed to help people organize essential information before death or incapacity, rather than presenting itself as a legal or medical manual. The book functions as a structured end-of-life record-keeping tool that gathers the details survivors often need in a time of stress. Its purpose is administrative and relational to reduce confusion, preserve important instructions, and make after-death logistics easier for family members, executors, or trusted caregivers. Based on the available description, the book is positioned as a legacy planning resource that emphasizes clarity, preparedness, and family support. It belongs in the broader category of personal organization and estate-adjacent planning, with a focus on practical documentation rather than legal advice. The core value of the book is its ability to turn scattered personal, financial, and final wishes into an accessible reference that can be maintained over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured organizer for end-of-life information. The central function of the book is to help readers collect vital information in one place. That matters because end-of-life planning often fails not from a lack of concern, but from the sheer fragmentation of records across banks, insurance companies, medical providers, digital accounts, and household paperwork. A tool like this is useful because it converts an overwhelming set of practical tasks into a manageable system. Instead of forcing readers to write a full legal plan, it likely guides them through the categories that survivors most need to locate quickly. The emphasis is on organization, not argument. This makes the book especially relevant for people who want to reduce administrative burden for loved ones without needing specialized expertise. In that sense, the book is less about abstract preparation and more about creating a usable information map that can be consulted under pressure. Secondly, reducing stress for survivors through clear documentation. A major theme implied by the book is relief for the people left behind. When someone dies, families are often required to make immediate decisions while also handling grief, confusion, and time-sensitive tasks. Clear documentation can lower that burden by giving survivors a starting point for what needs to be done and where important information is stored. The book appears to address that problem directly by promising guidance, direction, and knowledge for the days that follow a death. That framing is significant because it shifts the value of planning from the individual alone to the household network around them. The practical logic is straightforward: the more organized the records, the fewer unnecessary delays, repeated searches, and avoidable conflicts survivors face. This makes the tool useful not only for aging adults, but also for caregivers and adult children who will likely be responsible for carrying out the plan. Thirdly, legacy planning beyond the will alone. The available description suggests that the book intentionally distinguishes itself from a formal will. That distinction is important because a will addresses legal distribution of assets, but it does not usually contain the everyday details survivors need to close accounts, locate documents, or understand routine preferences. The book appears to fill that gap by collecting practical information that is often left outside legal paperwork. This includes the kind of personal and financial details that help someone administer an estate or settle affairs efficiently. By separating organizational planning from legal instruction, the book likely encourages readers to think more broadly about legacy. Legacy is not only about property transfer. It is also about making sure others can act without confusion. That broader scope gives the book a distinct place among end-of-life resources, especially for readers who already have a will but still need a system for the rest of their affairs. Fourthly, a workbook-style approach to preparation and maintenance. The title and positioning of the book indicate a tool-based format rather than a narrative or theoretical one. That suggests a workbook-like experience where readers actively fill in information instead of passively reading advice. This matters because planning documents only work if they are current, detailed, and easy to update. A structured planning tool encourages ongoing maintenance, which is often the real challenge in personal record keeping. People may create documents once and then forget to revise them after moving, changing accounts, or updating beneficiaries. A planning tool addresses this weakness by organizing categories in a way that can be revisited over time. Its usefulness, therefore, lies not only in initial completion, but in repeat use as circumstances change. This practical orientation makes the book more functional than many end-of-life books that focus mainly on emotional reflection or general preparedness. Lastly, helpful for adults managing family, finances, and final affairs, this book seems designed for a broad audience, but especially for adults who want to leave orderly records for spouses, children, executors, or caregivers. Its strongest use case is for people with multiple responsibilities, household accounts, insurance policies, personal instructions, and final wishes that may be difficult for others to reconstruct later. The book's appeal likely extends to those organizing for aging parents as well, since family members often need a centralized reference when stepping into caregiving or settlement roles. Because it is practical rather than specialized, it can serve readers at different stages of life, not only older adults. That broad applicability is an advantage in a category where many books are either emotionally oriented or legally technical. This one appears to offer an accessible middle ground, enough structure to be useful, but not so much technical depth that readers need professional training to use it. In conclusion, The Final Chapter, an end-of-life organizational planning tool, is best suited for readers who want a practical, document-centered way to prepare for the inevitable administrative demands surrounding death or incapacity. It will be especially useful for older adults, caregivers, adult children, and anyone who wants to reduce confusion for family members by gathering essential information in advance. The main benefit of the book is not legal sophistication, but usability. It helps transform scattered records and final wishes into a more coherent reference. That makes it valuable for people who already understand the importance of planning, but need a clear system for doing it. Compared with many books in the end-of-life category, this one stands out because it appears to be an organizational tool rather than a general discussion of dying, grief, or estate law. Its distinction lies in practical completeness. It focuses on the everyday details that legal documents often do not capture, giving survivors a better chance of acting quickly and accurately when time and clarity matter most. If you would like to support Suzanne Hooker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.